Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, ma'am. Speaking to Ms. Spearman.
This is she.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First. How are you?
Good, how are you? You're Nina?
Yes, I'm Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor. How you doing?
Okay, good, how are you?
I'm doing swell. So I'm calling you for two things. A service coordinator representative called in a few hours ago to inform us
That's
that
her
she.
attack.
Yeah, she's been
That's
having a
her.
hard time getting in touch with you.
On her time. I sent her a text. I can read it to you right now, if you like. I
How
sent
long
her a
ago
text.
was that?
I actually set it at like close to 3 o'clock in the morning, but I programmed it to go out at 9. Wait, hold on a minute. Wait, wait. I'm not. Okay. I told her that I did vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea. I said, I have a low-grade fever of 101.2. I am flared in pain. Could we please meet next Monday? Text me, let me know you got this message, and if Monday at 1 p.m. works for you.
Okay, so I'm going to explain to you the problem is you have an assessment that's due and it's overdue. And if it's not completed, she's going to put in a form which will discontinue your services. So this is where it's at now. Yes,
You know
so.
what? I have to have my therapist is right. I need to have boundaries. I told her last week I was still coughing and not well. And when I'm not well and I get knocked down health-wise, it's hard to get back up. Okay, I have many autoimmune diseases. I have lupus. I have a lot. And I told her that like it would probably be better. She pushed me. Let's try. If you're not well, just let me know in the morning.
I think it's been
And
put off for too long, and she has a deadline to
not my
complete
fault. This
that.
is she's the first fault.
Yeah.
First of all, she keep re and this is not, you know.
I just don't want you to get your services terminated because that's where it's heading to in the
No,
next 24 hours.
I get where you're coming from. I get where you're coming from. I do understand what you're saying, but I'm tired of people pretending that I'm not, if you want to say for figuratively, playing by the rules. Because like it insults me so hard because not that you're insulting me, but the way the mentality is that, oh, I can't get her. Well, you. I've texted you, I've called you, I just, I don't know. I don't know if this is a Keystone First thing. I was with UPMC. I know, got their problems, and now I got problems here. So, that would, you know what I'm saying?
I completely understand what you're
Like,
saying.
in
I
the
just
cosmic sense. I just feel like, you know, it's like I can look at the sky and be like, wow, it's so blue. And I'll be like, no, it's actually green. It's like you're colorblind. It's like what?
Yeah.
You don't. You know, I don't
Yeah,
have any problem with you guys.
so I would try to get on top of that as quickly as possible to try to resolve that because she only gave
I
us
can
24
hang up
hours to
with
reach out,
you.
get in
Yeah.
touch with you.
What's that?
She only gave us 24 hours to get in touch with you to notify to give her a call. She gave us a number for you to call her.
You know what? I'm so tired of, and you know what? I gotta be honest with you. The voice message which goes to text said that it was a message that, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm stuck late at the hospital. It's the same exact message that I got from the first coordinator that never came out. It's
Yeah.
the same exact message. I am not losing my mind. I have it on my phone. I went back and looked. I was like, is this a blanket? I don't want to, I'm not trying to, I don't know if there was the right words. I can't. I have a hard time.
And another question. The case coordinator, Myra, has been trying to get in touch with Mark and has been unsuccessful.
Oh, he doesn't answer that phone. Okay, so does she need him?
Yeah. So your coordinator here, Myra, she needs to speak with Mark because we have a problem with his clock. His clock ins and out is coming from a registered cell phone. So that's not allowed. It has to be a landline.
I don't have a landline.
Then he would need to download the app and clock in and out on the app. That's the only way this will work.
Well, this was something I spoke to Joda, I think it's Joda, about. I'm in the situation of having strokes and stuff from having issues with domestic violence and not, yeah. So I was told by Domestic Abuse Project, DA's office, all that, even the judge, I'm not supposed to answer calls if I don't know where they're coming from because he could call me. I'm also not supposed to have tracking on my phone. That
so
is something.
The problem is, it's not you, it's the caregiver. The app doesn't follow the caregiver. The app only pick up the location when he needs to clock in and out. It doesn't track the location 24/7. It's only when he go to log in to clock in, and then the location goes back out. He do the same thing with clocking out. These are the rules of being a caregiver
right,
through Medicaid.
It also, because I went over this with Domestic Abuse Project in Media, Pennsylvania, and they told me to not have any, like, I explained this to them, and they're like, no, you're not supposed to, you should not do that. And if you do happen to perhaps answer the phone, and he's calling from another number that you pick the phone up, she's like, make sure that when you pick the phone up, if it is him and he starts talking, you hang up and you dial police immediately.
Right, I'm aware of that,
but
we're
the
talking
thing is
about.
I'll have to have a locate every time he clocks in or clocks out. I'm gonna need. Just wait 1 second. If he clocks in or out, he has to have it, the location on his phone. So every time he has to put the location on his phone.
That's the only way the app will work. So this is required. So I don't know.
I told Jonah, I spoke with COSA, I spoke with the county, I spoke with everybody, and they're like, there's no, like, if you're not, you have to talk to them. There's ways around it. You have to talk to your, yeah. So okay. So
yeah. So we would need to speak with Mark to try to resolve that because the number was removed today. He can no longer use it. It won't verify it.
Okay. It won't hurt. He's okay. He's already clocked in.
Yeah, he clocked in. He clocked in at 2:40 a.m.
Yes.
Okay, but that's the last thing we'll register underneath that phone number. It's no longer able to be used. So he needs to give us a call so we can try to resolve this.
Okay.
Okay, but try to get in touch with that lady to try to resolve whatever.
I'll have to call her right now.
Yeah, try to make some type of arrangements with her because I don't want her to interrupt your services.
No, I understand. I appreciate you calling me. Let me hang up.
Okay, all right. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.